Bye bye, Mo. Tuesday night.
Back, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
We've got a topic that I was going to spend 20 minutes on it, given that it's extremely complicated how you learn Rashi, the sugyas of Sukkos Yetzirim. I'm just going to touch on to the main nekuda, and that is quite a few people have told me, that they, either because of laziness or because of more practical, to leave the schach on from the previous year. They leave the schach on, it's all very nice, cozy. It helps for the heating throughout the winter in the playroom or something like that. It keeps out the sun because they haven't got a proper shade or something. They want to leave the bamboos, the schach, up on the sukkah area the whole year. After sukkah's not, they leave it there. The wife mentions, no, you're going to roll it up. Nah, it's okay. They push it through the whole year. Sometimes the wife wins and says, you know, right, let's roll it up. Fine, then there's no shaila. Obviously, you roll it back up a few days before sukkah's. But when it comes to people who leave it up the entire year, there's a major issue, which the Meshavua mentions, that it becomes sort of like your house. There is this, and therefore to leave it as it is, just like that, is a major issue. To be left as it is, it's shaila whether it's a psul deraisa, whether it's a psul derabonon. Either way, there's come out no way to be left as it is that should be kosher. The only way to make it kosher is to open the roof and then give it a raise the schach, so that you've done something to the schach. It doesn't have to be 3 tefachim, it could be a little bit, maybe a tefach. It's actually a bit of a noisa when you have long bamboos. How do you pick it up? You know, sometimes, practically speaking, people like to take a broom. So they pick it up with a broom, it's nice and very easy. But then, you're not going to manage, unless you have two people with two brooms, you won't be able to pick up the whole bamboo in one time. You'll only be able to do one side, and then go to the other side and pick up the other side of the bamboo. Is that also considered as if you've picked up the schach? When the Mishnah says that you pick up each piece, does it mean that one side is enough to be picked up and then do the other side afterwards? Or does it have to be picked up in one go? That's a shaila which the stipler was machmir for, but there are many mekilim on this shaila in recent Karelet. Because the pashas, the psul could be the rabbonon, if a person struggles with getting another person with a broom, it's okay to be makel, just to raise up a little bit. I must say, I've had the shaila where Leil Sukkos, someone forgot and they left. They didn't raise the schach. It's a real problem because you've got two shailas. Number one, muksa. Muksa is the easy way to get around. Although you're moving the schach, but there's a good Mogen Avraham stuck in Reish Ein Zayin that you could be making on. But to be Mesakan Mona is a bit of a problem. Obviously, that has to be avoided. It's a serious shaila. So if you've got schach from last year, it certainly has to be raised. It's not enough to do a little bit. The Gemara speaks about sometimes doing a little tefach or tefach, or a small area on the sukkah. That's not the mechalsh bidava. That's not the same thing. It's a different level of psul. This psul is much, much worse than the other.
It's all big squares, right? So you have to do all four together. Let's do one square and once.
When you say square, do you mean mats?
Mats.
Yeah, so it could be. Yeah, so if you have mats, then you raise each area of the mat.
So what if I lift the middle part of the thing?
The middle bit is okay, and then you have to raise the other sides as well.
Separate.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where you raise one mat together, separate.
Yeah. Someone actually told me this morning.
That's almost probably the wrong bamboo stick doing it.
This is assuming that it's okay, like Ramnus and Karelitz and everybody. Actually, quite a lot of Mekinim on this. It's going in line with that. Someone told me this morning that he rolls up his bamboos and he rolls it to the end of the sukkah, and then before sukkahs, he opens it up again. So, does that area where the roll of the schach is now, does he have to raise that up? Interesting, Shaila. It doesn't sound like it. That's not the same case. It sounds like the idea of doing something to the schach is that you've done something significant to the schach. If you're rolling out the schach, ein lecha significant godom yizeh, you've done something major, substantial to the sukkah. The logic goes that you shouldn't have to raise that area of the schach. But it's interesting. This noisa extends. It really is a complicated noisa. I told you it involves a Rashi and sukkah. How I understand the two sukkahs, zulif nemizu. It's a whole sugya in itself. There's a shulchan aruch Rav Shita that holds that it won't even help to raise it. And we discussed that Shlomo Zalman Oibach was a bit machmir for it. Lameisa, the Chaznish wasn't machmir for it. That's something that you don't find the Ilamah machmir for it. There's a chumrah to roll it up after Sukkot. But if a person didn't, there's no question that you can. This, very interesting. This is already a big shaila. This is machlokes. Beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Tofrish Chavor, you get introduced to this shaila between the Ramon and Mogen Avraham. Whether it's enough to remove a gag, does that make it a pe'ula in the actual schach? This is already back to the Gemara. Exactly. The Maisa, the Olam are completely machmir in that shaila. The Gemara speaks about this. Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Kitzi tzoson zuhi gema zuhi ach sharoson. This is already old news. Let me, Rabbi, yeah, go. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Rav got a whopping chumrah. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, there is no way that you can keep schach on the whole year, even if just before Sukkot you roll it out. That's a massive chumrah. Again, I was planning on speaking about it. That was before all these days of slichas. I thought the only we're going to hold it. It's not kedai. I think it's kedai to move on to a top, a shayla, a geshmaka shayla. Very, very interesting shayla. Someone had a minion on Rosh Hashanah. Early minion, and a small minion, they didn't have a kohen coming to the minion. They called this kohen, he's not able to come, this kohen's not able to come. They managed to get one kohen to come, but only for shachris. He's going to come, shachris, he'll get in his aliyah, maybe two aliyahs if there's no levi, he'll get his meiz brochas in, he'll be happy, he'll go home, very nice. And the gabba had the shaila, why don't we have duchening and shachris? Because by musaf we're going to be stuck. It's kishofa, there was a quick minion. They're not anticipating any kohen to come, unless you're soymich on a nes, the kohen's just going to walk in. Then the pashas, they didn't have a kohen, right? The question is, can they ask the kohen to please come a duchen for shachris? And he called me just a couple of hours before Yom Tov, and he was assuming that the kohen can, musaf and shachris.
So
it's Israel. Oh, very geshmak. He's musaf. That on Simchas Torah, even we do that, because Simchas Torah, we're choshes for shichrus. They used to get drunk, or they still do get drunk, whatever it is. And duchenin can't be done when it's drunk. So therefore they do it by shachris. Mishabur brings the Eli Rabba that says that you can do duchenin by shachris. So fakir, you wanted to be madama to say the same thing over here. The choshes should be doing the same thing by shachris. That very, very interesting is that the Rama says that you don't duchenin chutz laretz every single day. In Eretz Yisrael, you duchen every day. Here, although it's a mitzvah deraisa to duchen, we'll mevatel it. It's an absolute pele why they mevatel it. The Ramah says, do you know why we mevatel it? Because duchening has to be done besimcha, when you're happy. When the kohenim are happy, we're happy. And on a regular day, we're neveis. We're torod b'melachteinu. We're busy trying to get the kids to school this and the job, the emails. We know, just take a look after Maariv. What's the first thing ever we all do? We go out of Maariv, out comes the phones with all the. It's we're torah b'melachteinu. There's really, yeah, it seems like, yeah, after the day off, yeah, yeah. So, there's a cheshbon why is this wrong, not? But Shabbos, so Shabbos and Chuzar we don't do, and Chol, we only do it on Yom Tov when we're more calm, that's when we do it. And then the Rama adds that even on Yom Tov, we don't do b'shachris because we're still neveis. Only when it comes to Musaf, when we know that we're going to a meal and we're going to leave shul. Can you imagine? If I would say this, you'd say, if I say it myself, this is the reason. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting eyebrows. The Rama says this in Kuf Chav Ches. It's Mefurish, the Rama, Sif Mem Dalet. The Ramosh Day Mefurish. The reason why is because the Olam are happy to leave. It's even very hard to say it. The Olam are happy that it's the end of davening and we're going to go into a meal. Smechem b'simchas Yom Tov. There's all different. Listen, this is a whopping topic. Don't forget the Vilna Gaon went wild with this topic, and the Vilna Gaon Kayadua, he wanted to reinstate doing duchening every single day. Don't forget, people came from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteyman, he came to Stamford Hill, davened in Tottenham Adas, and he went after Shachris to the Sfaradish minion down the road, because the Sfaradim, they're not Meshubba to the Ramah. They did down in Ravensdale Road, they do Duchening, and he went to hear Duchening there. So people from Eretz Yisrael, there's no Musa of missing out Duchening every day, any day. You can't miss out. They haven't got, they can't grasp such a Musa. It's part of davening for them. Rav Sharon Shadron also was makmid. The Vilna Gaon wanted to reinstate her here. So he decided one day, tomorrow we're going to duchen. That evening the authorities came and sent him to jail. Some sort of accusation they had against the Vilna Gaon Kayadua. That's when he was in jail. That's when he was in jail over Sukkos. And over Sukkos, he kept himself awake for as much as Sukkos. It says the whole Sukkos. I don't know how it's possible, whether it means most of Sukkos, in order that he shouldn't sleep outside the Sukkah. That's Kayadua, the famous Maaseh, Maaseh Rav, that the Vilna Gaon made sure not to sleep outside the Sukkah. So that's agav a chizik for us to try and make sure to be in the sukkah. Someone told me he can't sleep inside the sukkah because his table takes up the whole space. So obviously the answer to that is sleep under the sukkah. Sleep under the table. The table's not higher than 10 tefachim. Taka measured it, and he can sleep underneath it. It's an interesting thought. Okay, so you see, actually, you can go on Google you can see the maps, Google Maps, and you can go up. You know what's it called? The Google's Eye. Yeah, what's it? Google Earth. And you can see Knein Harbor, the Haim Shegegen. You can see lots of sukkah roofs on people's bedrooms, right? You can see this is already the Akshadorosh to have sukkahs, to be able to sleep in a sukkah. So the Vilna Gaon wanted to reinstate it, and the Maaseh, what happened was, he got shoved into jail. So he took out as a siman that he's not supposed to do it. His Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Yes, slichas, I tell you, the names you get wrong. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, his Talmud, he also made a achlota that he's going to reinstate the Siz Kapayim. And that night there was a fire and the whole shul burned down that night. So he also took it as a sign. You know who says this story? Usually these stories you find an interesting story. You open Or HaShulchan in Kuf Chavtes. He says Shnei Gedolei Hador try to reinstate it. And there was maises that happened, and because of this, we don't bother. We don't want to look back. The Ramah, blight the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon had tainus because someone, to say the Beis Ephraim says the reason why the Ramah says we don't do it is because maybe we'll have a pikpukim on the koyanim after they're not meyuchas, and the Vilna Gaon says what do you mean for sure? We have a chazaka. It's the whole massive topic. End of the days, we don't do it. And the Minhag Ramah, by the way. Minhag Ramah is ironclad. We know that for us Ashkenazim and the Hilchei Ashkenaz, we follow the Ramah Mamish Adasof. Whenever the Ramah says something, the Achrinim get very shy to argue. When he says Ein Lashanos, that's when you'll never find an Achrim which is straight downright arguing with the Ramah. It's far too scary to do that. And therefore, don't forget, the Sfaradim don't have this. The Sfaradim, a typical example is when it comes to HaMelech HaMishpat, we know that if someone forgets to say HaMelech HaKodesh, and he says HaMelech HaMishpat, he says, okay, La Kodesh. Halach is he has to repeat the whole Shemini Esra. What happens if you say, Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat tonight by Maariv, and you don't say HaMelech HaMishpat? We say, we all know, you're not Chayzer, you just carry on. Shulchan Aruch in two places says, you have to be Chayzer. Just like you're Chayzer for HaMelech HaMishpat, for HaMelech HaKodesh, you have to be Chayzer for HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, what does the Sfaradim do? The Ramah says you don't have to be Chayzer. So, even by the Sfaradim, is a whole to do. Do you follow the Ramah? Do you not follow the Ramah? Rabbi Vadi Yosef was a. They used to follow the Shulchan Aruch Ad Asof, and they said that if you forget to say HaMelech HaMishpat, you have to be Chayzer. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef told me that when he was a young kid, he was naughty. And he said sometimes he was naughty, his father gave him a punishment. What was the punishment? His father sent him to a local shul, and he had to take out all the sidurim from that shul. And where the halacha by HaMelech HaMishpat says that if you forget to say HaMelech HaMishpat, Ein Tzorech Lechzor, Timchok, Amira, Ein. So you rub out all the word ains from the Sidurim that should read Sorech Lachzor because Maran Abet Yosef says that you have to, if you forget to say HaMelech HaMishpat, you have to be Chayzer. That was his punishment. You had to go every time to a different shul and rub out the word ain because that's how he felt. Again, we know that the Ramah's psak and these sort of things are just, we've just followed the Ramah without Pikpukim. Cut a long story short, we completely drifted off. Back to over here, when it comes to Nesiyas Kapayim, the Ramah says we don't do it during the week, we don't do it on Shabbos. Even on Yom Tov, we don't do B'Shachris. We want to do a Musaf when a person's really happy to leave and to start his meal. Here comes the Shaila. Do you take the Ramah Ad Kedei Kach to say that it's better to leave it, even the one time that you manage it comes to Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, especially Rosh Hashanah, you want to be Mekayim it, even so, give it up? Or do you say, Efshad, there's a bit of leeway, especially if some Chastoria, you find Mishra Bruz Mekel. So I was looking all over the Shaila, saw very interesting, Reb Lipman Rakov from Stanford Hill. He has a shul, and he wrote this Shaila to Reb Henoch Padva. It's going back some time ago, and he said, I have this Shaila. that I have a small shul and we don't have a kohen, and sometimes we have a kohen that's able to come for shacharis but has to leave. Straight after he gets his aliyah, he has to leave, he has to go. The shaila is, can we ask him to duchen on Yom Tov, can we ask him to daven Yom Tov HaShacharis? Please answer me episode Shuvah, even if you're Makatza. That's what he's got. A very interesting shaila to him. I saw it in one of the Kol Torahs. I was looking everywhere for the shaila. No one speaks about this. I saw the Kol Torah. He brings this shaila, and Rav Hainuch says, Eini Roya, I don't see a reason why we should be Mevatel the Minig of Ramah. And the Ramah's Minig should stay even Ad Kedei Kach. Even if you haven't got a way to be Makayim and Yom Tov, it's still Kedai. And I'm sure he ends off saying, and I'm sure with a bit of money, you might be able to give an incentive to a Kohen to come and duchen for Muslim as well. Don't forget, on Yom Tov, it's not so posh to receive money for Schar Shabbos. A person's not allowed to do a service on Shabbos to receive money on Shabbos. But that again, Shulchan Aruch says that if you're doing it Tzorich Mitzvah, Chazanim, people who blow Shofar, Me'ikah, then it's okay. You're only left with the Eino Reis and Mabrocha, which, by the way, some people find that more disturbing than the actual Halacha. They say, I don't mind if it's also, but at least don't tell me it's Eino Reis and Mabrocha, right? So the Eino Reis and Mabrocha is very easy to get around, so to speak, because you have many opinions you hold. The Eino Reis and Mabrocha means if a person's well-to-do, and he has money to invest, and he wants to invest more, so then you say, Eino Reis HaMabrocha, he wants a brocha. Oh, but if a person just trying to get through his month, and he just needs to pay his stifling gas bill, Edafish can brochas, he need, it's the whole bill is one big clodder. But Edafish can brochas, from Mela, some place can make on this Nakuda, that Mekah, then once a person's got made sure it's a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah, he's going to Duchen, he's going to Blei Shofar, he's going to be Melamed. Some people have time to be Melamed Ben Chaveroi, if a child needs to be taught, so they come Shabbos afternoon. Ideally, to try and blend in. Oh, very good, very good, very good. So some people say for preparing, but a lot of people, Halavai, Rebbe's want to prepare. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's just a Mishnah that you know, so sometimes you won't have to prepare, or even if you prepare, you could prepare Friday night. It's not so clear that the preparation has to be done before Shabbos. It gets a bit dodgy, the heterim. The actual main heter is that it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, and once it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, you've only got the Eino Reis and Mabrocha to deal with, ideally to make sure it's Havlah. That means to let's say you have a private Rebbe, to tell him, by the way, Tuesday night and Shabbos afternoon. And together, there'll be, I don't know what the rate is now, let's say it's £20 each go, so it'll be £40 for both together. That's called Havlah. That would get you around everything, even the Eino Reis and Mabrocha. But if a person's not able to do that, at least you can, once you got it's a mitzvah, then your meerkadin is fine. To deal with the Eino Reis and Mabrocha, that you've just got to make sure that if a person's struggling, or just trying to get through the month, that would be a good way around to get around the Eino Reis and Mabrocha. To maximum it's over to Yoshko. Thank you.
Yeah, the coins.